Hello, Pastor Deborah here. And once again, we're in another wonderful, wonderful episode of our King and Kingdom series, our leadership development classes from me, Pastor Deborah. The title of it was sort of given to me by the Lord of the Rings at the very last one, when Gandalf said to the new king, "And now comes the days of the king." And I added, "and the kingdom of heaven on earth." When you rise up, get anointed, get your crown on, by the great I Am himself, he will say to all of humanity, to all of nature, to all in the kingdom of heaven and the spiritual realm, that now comes the days of the king, you, and the kingdom of heaven on earth. That's supposed to come through you. Did you know that? And here in this series, which we are beginning episode number 22, we've been working through some ancient prophetic scriptures, words spoken by the prophet Isaiah to all of Israel. Don't get all upset when you hear the word Israel. It just means prince. All of humanity is known as the prince, the royal son of the king of heaven, the king of eternity. Our spirits are an offspring of the great I Am. He's your father and mother, and it is a powerful reality and truth to learn and understand. Well, we've been working through this wonderful prophet's name out of the Authorized King James Bible, named Isaiah. God could use him because God would speak to him. I don't know if he was in dreaming or just sitting around or in prayer time, but it was through the gift of discerning of spirits. The word of God would come to Isaiah. He could understand it, and he would write it down. God's a prophetic God. He speaks to our present and to our future, because he is blessing us, but also guiding us, showing us the road, what's to come, so we would have hope, and we would know that we're not alone. But it was always a strange language. So here in Isaiah, you're going to hear about us, humanity, in a strange way. It's called prophetic language. I never really studied being a prophet. I never went to prophets, because I always heard God for myself. But at the time of Isaiah, God was not living within humanity yet. He could come down on people for a while, and then he had to leave. Humanity was separated due to sin, death, from God. We were alive, but we were dead. God knew we were here, but we were trapped in a spiritual kingdom called darkness from Satan, the spiritual adversary of God, who used to be known as Lucifer, the son of the first age. He was an offspring of the first age of creation. He was never the son of God. He was a high archangel, one of the three. The other two were Michael and Gabriel. And Lucifer was a powerful, powerful being. But he got jealous. He got greedy. His heart changed. And God saw all his thoughts, that he wanted to take over the kingdom of heaven and get all the glory and the power. And God cast him down as lightning to the earth, and we got him. I think he was here long before humanity came, maybe even long before the dinosaurs. He was here a long time, and we have to deal with him. And he's a horrible creature. So here in Isaiah 60, we're going to pick up in verse number 7. Isaiah 60. And 61 and 62 are most important to read and study. They are prophetic about our condition, what's to come, our hope, our future. But it's all in this prophetic language that it's hard to understand. So sometimes you have to go slow, take a break, think, because God is a talking God, but He talks strange sometimes. So here in verse number 7, we're going to pick up. So I hope you can follow and don't be offended. You should study all the religious books and texts. I've looked at the Quran, Confucianism, Buddhism, Taoism, and even sometimes in Catholicism. You need to study religions. They're ancient texts. They're rulers. They're prophets. You need to study everything. Don't just go about life not knowing anything. Read, watch YouTube videos, go to movies, go to libraries, study. I hope you become a good student, find a master teacher, and learn. So let's pick up in verse number 7 here in this episode number 22 of the King and Kingdom series, our leadership development classes. All right, Isaiah 60, verse number 7. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto you. Very strange. Who are the flocks? Are they humans? Are they nature? Good question. God speaking prophetically. The rams of Naboth shall minister unto you. Now, what is he talking about? He's talking about rams. But he's using this prophetic language to talk to about spiritual things that he is trying to help you understand. They, these flocks and rams, shall come up with acceptance on my altar. Have you studied about altars and gods and sacrifices? Rams and the flocks, which were usually sheep, were sacrificed as a blood offering to the ancient gods. Humans even were sacrificed to gods. Some were thrown into rivers and lakes. Some were burned. Some were thrown into volcanoes. Humanity knew from our ancient days, long, long ago, that sacrifices of blood, animal or human, could satisfy some god that had gotten offended at us and we were trying to make peace with. And he is saying, it's my altar and I need to have some blood, but there has to be a sacrifice. What's he talking about? Years and thousands of years after this, there was going to be a lamb of God who was represented and handpicked by God before creation began to be his sacrifice, that he would accept for all of humanity's sins of rebellion. What was that? Adam, our ancient ancestor, disobeyed a direct commandment of do not eat of a tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the garden. And he said to this Adam, if you eat of it, you will surely die, be separated. So he was saying, he was talking about this prophetic person who was a lamb of God who was coming. And he said, after that, and I will glorify the house of my glory. What does he mean by that? The house of his glory was our spirit. That's where he wanted to live, inside of our spirit. He called it his house, maybe his temple, his high place, his holy of holies. And he said, from this sacrifice, I will glorify the house. I will make it glorious and radiant and shining. He's saying, when this happens, the house will become beautiful. Having a deep understanding of prophetic images and words will help you when you read any religious text. When you study ancient texts, go back, study. Study, study, study. God is speaking to Isaiah about future events in a strange language that they would understand at that time. But we, as humans, thousands and thousands of years later, it's hard for us to understand this. So you have to become a student, a disciple of ancient history. Don't ever neglect that. Study. Verse number 8. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the dove to their windows? Who's he talking about? Is it you? Is it humanity? Good questions. Verse number 9. Surely the isles, the lands, the nations shall wait for me. What's going on? Humanity's considered an island. Our spirits, they're waiting, waiting, waiting for this God to come and help us. We didn't know it. We still don't know it. But they are waiting. We, our spirits, are waiting. And the ships of Tarshish first to bring your sons from afar. He is saying that humanity's children and their children's children are afar off, and they have to be brought to him, and their silver and their gold with them. What does that mean? Does that mean earthly silver, earthly gold? Or does it mean their riches and their power that was their potential that's sort of being held for them until they could recover who they are? You don't know it, how important you are to this God. What riches you have. What gold and silver you are to him. And they will bring their sons from afar, their gold and their silver, unto the name of the Lord your God. What does that mean? The name was the image and the likeness of God. God is saying that sometime in the future, humanity was going to be coming, and you would be helping them, and you would be bringing your sons and your daughters with all their gold and their potential to him, unto the name of the Lord your God. What does that mean? Have you ever studied somebody's name? It's real important. And to the Holy One of Israel. He is saying the Israelites will bring their sons, their offsprings, to him with their potential of silver and gold, their riches spiritually, unto the name of the Lord God and to the Holy One of Israel. Well, is the Holy One of Israel and the name of the Lord, are they the same? Are they different? Study. Because he has glorified you. God is saying to Isaiah, you've been glorified in my mind. We're told by a scripture reference to go to Jeremiah 3:17. Jeremiah was the prophet after Isaiah. And listen to what he says that God told him about this coming of humanity to the name of the Lord and to the Holy One of Israel. The word Israel means prince. So God is saying to this nation of Israel, who represented the spiritual creation, the prince, the son of this king of the kingdom of heaven, that they would be coming back to him. And here in Jeremiah 3:17, let's hear what he had to say. And at that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord. Jerusalem meant the house of the Lord, your spirit, and it will be the throne where the Spirit of the Lord will sit spiritually. Now, it doesn't say that, but that's spiritual discerning what the truth is. But that is one reason why most of humanity and all other religions are so angry with Israel and Jerusalem and want to control it. They want to control the throne of God. Yeah, even the bad guys. And all the nations, the people, shall be gathered unto it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imaginations of their evil heart. So God was saying to both Isaiah the prophet and Jeremiah the prophet that there was coming a time in the future. Powerful things were going to be happening to humanity. God was using the seed of Israel and the city of Jerusalem to show us prophetically what was going to be happening spiritually. Now you think about this, even now, why so many people are so angry at Israel, the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, and their God, because of statements like this, prophetically. But you just study. Don't make an opinion. Learn prophetic language. There's a lot of teachers out there, a lot of books. Learn how to hear, discern, understand, and interpret. A lot of things you have to just get from God Himself. And if you want to know the truth of what's being said in religious texts, He is the one that needs to tell you. It's not something that can sort of be learned, like memorizing something, or it's always going to be the same. This God is everlasting, but He talks in prophetic languages. So you must study. So I want to end here with this episode of the King and Kingdom series, our leadership training, episode number 22. Here in Isaiah 60, verses 7, 8, and 9, and Jeremiah 3:17. Because it's a lot to take in. But learn that this God of eternity does speak. He does talk. He shows us routes and paths and roads in the darkness. He's trying to help us to find our way back to Him. And He's trying to tell us how He is using nations and people and land and cities and everything to speak some powerful truths to us. So you be encouraged. You keep studying, learning, and growing, and you'll get there. And you'll be amazed at who you really are, who He is, what all religious texts are talking about, and about the war that we are involved in here on the planet. All right, I'll talk to you. This is Pastor Deborah, and this ends episode number 22 of the King and Kingdom series, our leadership development. And now comes the days of the King and the kingdom of heaven on earth through you, through your spirit. All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.